Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In our last study, we noticed the list of ingredients for the priest's consecration. Quote, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, a bull as the sin offering, 2 rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. Chapter 8, verse 2. There at the door of the tabernacle, the congregation pressed in to watch. First, after Aaron and his sons were washed, the high priest was dressed in his official garments. Quote, the tunic, with the sash, the robe, and the ephod, and the intricately woven band of the ephod, the breastplate, and the Urim and the Thummim in the breastplate, and the turban on his head. Also on the turban, on its front, he put the golden plate, verses 7 to 9, which read, holiness to the Lord. Then Moses sprinkled the holy anointing oil on, quote, the tabernacle and all that was in it, verse 10, plus, quote, on the altar 7 times, anointed the altar and all its utensils and the laver and its base to consecrate them, verse 11. After this, he anointed Aaron with the oil. Moses' attention then turned to Aaron's sons, and he dressed them in simpler garb. We'll carry on with this in our next lesson, but notice the process thus far. It's important that we see this because the same steps are used to prepare us for our service to God. Washed, clothed, anointed. Quote, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6:11. We are dressed in provided garments. Quote, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, but above all these, put on love. Like the ephod's belt, quote, which is the bond of perfection, Colossians 3, verses 12 to 14. And the oil, too, for, quote, you have an anointing from the Holy One, 1 John 2, verse 20. But we're not quite ready yet.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.